Did you see that those quotes from Mark Fanick about cycling?
No, I didn't.
Uh-oh.
Now, see, this is Calvin's done this, too, and I've done this, too. When you talk to a reporter, and they're talking about coal damage, and what Mark was doing was, he was talking about coal toss, and he was, I know exactly what he said. What he said was, cyclamen, too, are fairly coal toss.
Yeah, and they generally make it through the winter here without damage.
Yeah, generally, what is it? Read the
sentence. It says, can tolerate down 22 degrees, and then it goes on, and the new sentence says, another cold hardy plant is cyclamen. They grow way up north and love cold weather.
Was he on drugs?
They don't grow.
They grow way up north when they grow in the trash plants that's in down here because it's cooler in the fall.
Yeah.
And I bet you he said, you know he wouldn't have made that kind of mistake.
They love our cold weather, which is like now. You know, in the 40s is perfect for them.
Now, I'm sticking my head out and saying that if you've got cyclamen out there, you paid all this big money. Calvin's tricked you into buying these.
I didn't trick
you.
You better.
Everything Calvin
you
promises.
Better have those things covered to protect the blooms.
You're not going
to
cover
them? I'm not covering
those
mine.
Bloom
no.
buds
it's only 28,
out.
Man.
Those bloom buds freeze out. It'll take them another 30 days to come back into bloom. Don't you agree with that?
Well, I'm going to, because the forecast does not look.
You don't have to agree with me, Calvin.
No, I don't.
Say don't cover, and I will say do.
Well, see, but this is what you normally do. You take the. He takes the leaves you a little teeny corner here.
There you go.
Now, the reason I don't think it'll be much of a problem, because most of us plant our cyclamen in a area that's sheltered and close to the house and everything. So
you said not to cover.
I'm not going to cover mine. And
when would you cover?
Oh, I would cover mine if it got to that 23 they were if they were forecasting 23.
It ain't going to get to 23. No, they had the 100-year freezes.
They said 28 was the forecast, and what I look around is I only see that one temperature below freezing.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, it's not more than a 3 or 4 hour period. Now, if you all bets are off if you got, like, 16 or 24 hours of below freezing.
Well, see, they're talking the high tomorrow is 32.
What's it? Are you looking?
Yeah, it says. Well, okay, here's a.
They had it, didn't they? High tomorrow, 32.
Here's what I have. Tonight, period of rain, thunderstorm. Some could produce heavy rainfall. Low around 33. That's tonight, and so in the morning, I guess that means the low tomorrow morning is 33.
Oh, no, that won't scare.
Tomorrow, MLK Day. Period of rain. High near 35.
Oh.
90% chance of rain. Chance of rain before 11 o'clock, then chance of snow and sleet.
Who?
You need to ask John about that. Mostly cloudy with a low around 29 Monday night. I presume Monday night is...
Okay, so here's what we want you to do. I want you to do. I'm saying it's not going to kill the plants.
Tuesday night, low around 32.
They won't bloom for 30 days, at least. So what I'm telling you is cover half the bed, half of your cyclamens, and then leave the other half uncovered. It would be a good experiment.
The other thing that we've got, a lot of the petunias and the snapdragons have come back from that. You know, they kind of stopped blooming for a period, and depending on where they are, you know, in terms of how sheltered they are, half of them are blooming, half of them are started blooming now, and the other half are just putting more new buds on. So they'll be, it's more likely like snapdragons and petunias, you're planting them in full sun and they're kind of out in the open in your yard. They're more likely to get affected, I think, than the sun.
I tell you what happens to petunias, especially the Laura Bush and things like that, is that if they're blooming and it knocks the blooms off, they won't bloom again until spring. Now, when they bloom in spring, they'll be killers.
Yeah.
We had some plants down here, verbena. You know, we talk about Blue Princess verbena as the only perennial verbena. And we had some verbena down here from the north that had come out, and they said, we were trying to say it was a perennial verbena. And when we started going into the fall, Blue Princess quit blooming. And that other one, from the north just kept blooming. I mean, it was blooming its brains out. And so here we were in December and January looking at something that looked a hell of a lot better than Blue Princess or anything. And we were saying, well, maybe we ought to, you know, maybe we ought to look at these things.
Got hit by the freeze.
And when that first freeze came, I mean, it killed every plant. A plant in bloom is much more susceptible to cold than one that's not.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now I've got that pink wave, and gosh, they look nice right now.
The petunias?
Yeah. Now the ones that are away from the house and less sheltered are not blooming. The ones that have any shelter at all are blooming up a storm now. It'll be interesting to see.